We are delighted to have Howard Mansfield with us here on the Paula Gordon Show. You say in The Bones of the Earth, stone is of the earth like us, but it is lasting. And yet at the same time, you talk about us and the lives we live, the places we live, in a cartoon motif. Now, I found that a very interesting conflict, that somehow we gravitate towards stones, but we have let forces turn us into stick people. Are you inviting us to move those cartoons into the world where stones live? Is that part of what you're doing as you go through the bones of the earth? Do you want us to declare ourselves diminished by being cartoons in the places we live so that we can get back to these bones and know that we are part of them and they of us?
Yes. How's that for a short answer?
No, I don't want that short an answer.
Well, am I
in the range?
Yes,
is that what you're
exactly.
working on?
I'm saying the modern landscape that we've built, too often we diminish ourselves and we do not allow all these other things that are life into it. I'll give you a really quick example. In the end of the book, I talk about just one elm tree. This is one elm tree. It's a huge elm tree. It's amazing that it survived Dutch elm disease. There it is. It's by a river. It's by an old stone bridge that used to carry the major north-south traffic, and now that bridge has been, a new bridge has been built next to it. And it also happens to be in front of a Ford dealership that's in a Mount Vernon replica. Stunning. But but in the old religions, that one site could be an axis mundi, to sit down by a river, by an old tree, to contemplate what's real. But I've talked to a lot of people. They never saw it. I never noticed that till you mentioned it. Of course, you're in your car, you're late, you've got the news on, you're looking at this, maybe you're on the cell phone, and that's the way people live. And then they wonder, why are they going a little crazy? It's because they're not allowing enough space for themselves. They're not allowing enough time when they're not trying to do a lot of different things. There just needs to be time where you just are. And that's what I'm talking about.
Are in relation to those things which have always been here.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly that.
You can't necessarily, or can you? Can you glom onto trying to be non-political here, the pink flamingo that has been for a long time on somebody's corner? Will that do it?
No, I don't think so. Nor can you sort of be the 30-second manager or something like that.
Yeah, and I really mean the plastic ugly pink something or other. Not the real thing.
No,
real pink flamingo, maybe you could.
No, that's not going to do it.
Why?
Well, it's campy and it's kitschy and we all love that kind of stuff. It's not real, though. It's not. It doesn't really get at to the heart of what people are hungry for. I mean, there's this tremendous disquiet among people. And I think one part of that is that which was sacred, that which we had respect for in the past, we don't anymore. And basically, that's the earth. And so when you displace the earth with all this asphalt, which we've been talking about, and all these other things, you have to remember that you are displacing things. And one of the things you're displacing is this reverence for the earth, this reverence for living things, this connection with all of the life. And when you displace that, there's a cost to be had. And you see that in all sorts of ways people live their lives. No, I don't really preach it like that in the book, because that's just too preachy, I'm sorry to say. But then again, I did warn you about scolding.
And you've lived in New England a long time.
20 years now, so I've got some scolding coming to me.
And there's also, this isn't scolding, to invite us to think a little bit differently and to turn the volume down and to read wonderful books like The Bones of the Earth. We thank you, Howard Mansfield.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed being here with both of you.
Howard Mansfield's many admirers will find The Bones of the Earth a worthy addition to his growing body of essays and books. We certainly enjoyed it and thank him for it. We also thank Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, who first brought us all together in New Hampshire. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.